And it's not just the Ultra Music Festival. Many other events have been canceled too, including the Geneva International Motor Show, which was supposed to open today, and Facebook's Global Marketing Summit next Monday in San Francisco. We're joined now by James Rooney, who is the former head of the Boston Convention Center, now runs the Chamber of Commerce. James, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks to be here.
Well, and give us a sense of the impact of a canceled conference. How big a deal is it?
Well, it can be, depending upon the size of the conference. It's millions of dollars to local destinations in terms of hotel stays, eating in restaurants. But to the host facility, it's also hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. And then to the event itself, there's a lot of economic activity within the convention or within the industry that is the focus that will be or could be lost.
In normal times, when there's not a coronavirus, how often does an entire conference get canceled?
Oh, almost never. A lot of conventions, because of the spaces they want to be in, will book a city or a convention center 5-7 years in advance.
So, wow.
A lot of this is already pre-planned well into the future, and sometimes a weather event might stop a convention or have an impact on a convention. Unfortunately, there's over the past couple of decades, there's been terrorist activity that has affected meetings and convention activity, but cancellations are very rare.
And in a convention center like the Boston Convention Center, which you ran, is there pretty much always a convention going on?
Yeah, there's cycles, times of the year in the convention industry. Spring and fall are the peak periods. So we are just beginning a peak period, not just in Boston, but in the U.S. market in particular for convention activity. But generally speaking, the rule of thumb is that from a scheduling perspective, a convention center is full about 65% of the year.
Huh. And we're seeing an increasing number of big name companies like Facebook, Mashable, TikTok, and Adobe pulling out of conferences. Are you expecting, as you watch this situation, that we're going to see more and more companies cancel their conferences as the threat of the virus grows?
Yeah, I think that companies, not just in terms of participating in convention activity, we've seen some companies that are members of our chamber who initially limited travel to some Asian countries. The next step was travel international generally was limited. I think it will keep going until this sense of uncertainty and fear begins to abate. Because, you know, businesses don't want to be part of the problem. So I think their view is that, you know, passing on 1 year is not the end of the world for them.
So what do you think it's going to take to give people the confidence to start moving around and attending conferences and conventions again?
Well, I think the beginning of solid information related to data in terms of the behavior of the virus. The test kit distribution would help so that people sort of know what the status of things are. I think greater certainty in terms of control of this problem, that it's unlikely to take off the way it did in China and some Asian countries. When that assurance is given, then I think that people will begin to feel more comfortable.
That is James Rooney, who is the former head of the Boston Convention Center, now runs the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. James, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.